Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't time it right.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is Numenian.
Ranger fans, rip, what's the critical thinking hanger?
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. All right, I gotta go, Stacy. All right, no, the show's starting. Yeah, Newman's in the chat room. No, he doesn't know. Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is Tuesday, May 22nd. And once again, it's Groundhog Day. Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm fantastic considering the circumstances. I know that you're a little bit down in the mouth, as they say, a little bit miffed.
Hey now.
But listen, you're not alone in that feeling. It is Groundhog Day once again, like you mentioned in the just a few seconds ago. Kind of the same old in Rangerland. But I come here with a ray of hope. We may have some life.
Wait.
But if you want to do the post-mortem first.
Oh, I don't have the hymn music anymore. Damn.
Last night was a tough one to take. Mainly because the start was, again, less than bodacious. And the fact that there were a lot of Devil fans at the Pebble last night who were very vociferous, very vocal. Well, listen, they're allowed to be. As much as I hate it, they're allowed to be. And it was a tough thing for us to hear. A tough thing for us to watch. But I think, methinks, something good came out of it. But I'll elaborate that on later as we... What?
What?
I think something was awoken in the New York Rangers. The whole business, first of all, the whole business with Callahan getting speared by Kovalchuk, in which Kovalchuk received 0 minutes for. That's right. 0.0.
Oh, sorry. Ready
minutes for.
I'm very off on the switchboard tonight. You've hit me with two sound effect opportunities, and I've blown them both.
Oh, well, I'll go back to it as I talk about this. Took severe umbrage that our captain was speared. There was no penalty. There was a referee right in front of it. And the fact that Ilya Kovalchuk received 0.0 penalty minutes. So...
You know what? I thought we had just the 0.0 clip, but we don't. All we have is the whole minute and a half clip of him reading all the grades. So
now I would
0.0. There you go.
You're all expelled.
You're out. I want you out.
So the deal was, the dealio for me was, I was waiting for some payback on Mr. Kovalchuk for spearing our captain, no less Callahan, also known as Ryan. Now, it may not have come directly, but it may have come in indirect fashion when Mike Rupp decided to punch the Pillsbury Doughboy right in his chesticles and then proceed to bitch slap Steve Bernier when he tried to defend said goaltender, Devil's goaltender. So I think the Rangers, and there was a little more physical action, and they did come on in the second and third period, folks. I thought the Rangers played a better game, but at that point it was 3-0, and it was like, you know, they're not gonna be able to get three goals, and we'll get to why that seems to be such the impossible task to get that many goals. But I felt like the Rangers now had to get a little embarrassed in order to maybe up their game. I think you're going to see that at the Garden. I hope you can see that Garden. I can't really say I think, because everything I, as far as all, everything in tendencies and the way I want, that I handicap games or predict games, has been thrown out this whole playoffs with the Rangers, because frankly, the Rangers find ways to win when they get dominated. And there haven't been too many games when they haven't been dominated for a big portion of the game. So I don't know. I know you're feeling down. I know you, before the show, and I'll let this out of the bag, Jim really wanted to get on Delzato, but then we all found out Delzato's grandmother died yesterday. I was like, frig that. You're a professional. You know, so if you got anything to let loose, let it loose, unabated. Don't worry about anybody's feelings. This is for us. This is the underground. This is new media. So, Jimmy, take it away. That's it? All right. I don't know. What happened to Jim?
Jim's mic was muted.
Oh.
So you missed that whole thing. So I was talking and talking and talking, and then I hear you go, what happened to Jim? Jim!
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 All right, so just
here I am.
Let it go away, fire unabated.
Hold on, let me get on the PA system here for a second.
Will Marion Gaborik please report to the Stanley Cup playoffs? Marion Gaborik to the Stanley Cup playoffs, please.
I'm going to hit you with a stat. I got a Jim. You gotta get. I forgot about this until a few minutes ago. But if you give me a minute, I'm gonna find it for you here. Delzato, bad game last night, but we're gonna give him a pass. We're gonna give him a pass. All right. All right. Here's a number for you. I'm not going to put a whole lot of stock in this, whatever, but I'm going to give you a number. 0.94. You know what that number is?
His points per game.
That is Scott Gomez's points per game with the Rangers. 0.55. You know what that number is? Marion Gaborik's points per game with the Rangers.
Okay, it
means nothing. I'd still rather have, obviously, I'm not trying to, I just think those weird stats. That's all it is.
Why even throw that? That's ridiculous.
Because I thought it was funny. He's got to step up. He's got to. Jim! He has to step up. There are times.
Who doesn't?
Season, but he is he's the guy. He's the scorer. He's the sniper. He's the guy that's supposed to be scoring. There were times during the season where he took over games. He'd get a goal and a couple and an assist, or goal and two assists, two goals, three goals. Did he have a four-goal game this year, or was that last year? That was this year, wasn't it? He had a four-goal game?
Yes, he had a four-goal game this year.
Nights where he put this team on his back and said, I got this. We need that Marion Gaborik. Because this Marion Gaborik shoots when he should pass and passes when he should shoot. He passes he's the scorer. He comes in on a 2-on-1. He's got the shot. He passes to the playmaker. I don't know what's going on in his head, but he needs to report to the ice tomorrow night.
Now, all right, I'm not going to be a Marion Gaborik apologist.
Another thing. You want to go on Gaborik? You want to rebut on Gaborik first?
Just, I want to rebut. I've never thought of Marion Gaborik as a guy you're going to ride.
I know girls that think that way.
Yes.
Hey, now.
He's also as good as his line mates are as well. And Brad Richards, why don't you put an APB out on him on your megaphone, by the way? Get on that megaphone. All points bulletin.
Brad Richards,
please report to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Brad Richards to the Stanley Cup playoffs, please.
Paging Mr. Richards. Mr. Richards, you have a hockey game at the front desk.
All right, so, okay, go on.
Here's another thing, Vonnegut. The Rangers are not good enough to win a game with 2.5 defensemen, which is essentially what we had last night. Mark Stahl, Ryan McDonagh, Dan Girardi. Three defensemen. We'll give a benefit of the doubt. Not 2.5. Three defensemen. Delzato was terrible. Bickle is somewhere. He's playing like Irish Rover back there. He's a halfback.
Rovers.
We're going to take a rover. That's what they call them in soccer. So I just added Irish to it. Oh, we're gonna,
the Irish Rovers were a group.
I know. They sang wasn't at a party.
Okay.
Stu, go out there and take a shift at forward. Stu, go out there and take a shift at defense. But they put him in the goal for a shift. And this poor guy doesn't know what to do. Brian Boyle. Terrible. I've done it again with Brian Boyle. You guys, where are those three goals that he scored 3 years ago against Ottawa? It's enough. Enough hearing about that. I'm sick of his whole Captain Morgan look. I'm sick of watching him take 20 minutes to get from one end of the ice to the other. Ugh.
Awful.
I never thought that I would be so desperate to see Brandon, and there's nothing against Dubinsky, but he didn't have the best of seasons. But I am absolutely desperate to see Brandon Dubinsky on the ice tomorrow night. Desperate. More desperate than Bella. That's how desperate I am for Brandon Dubinsky.
I agree.
I may stick my hand down my pants if Brandon Dubinsky's on the ice tomorrow night. I am desperate to see fresh legs. Desperate to see somebody working the goddamn boards. Desperate.
Are you desperate, though?
Desperate. Matt Zuccarello skated with the team today. Put him right in the lineup.
Who are you going to replace? I mean, everybody's so hot now.
Yeah. Everybody's just so hot.
Is Derek Stepan is completely useless. I know he got a power play goal in the last game. I don't think he's got an even strength goal in the playoffs. Then he comes out and I think Torts in the first period got in his ear and said, you got to play more physical, so he took a penalty.
He hasn't been sharp.
To say the least.
But you know what? I will always favor a guy who can skate and do some things over a guy like Brian Boyle, who as far as I'm concerned, is just Chris Drury with another Chris Drury standing on his head.
Yeah, so you're too hard on Brian.
Tell me what else he does besides defensive faceoffs.
He blocks shots.
Anybody can block shots. Chris Kreider got off the boat.
Anybody can block shots.
Chris Kreider got off the boat from Boston College and immediately figured out how to block a shot.
I've seen Brian Boyle through this season make just lay it all out.
It's time to score a few goals. The blocking shot. There are enough guys on the team to block shots. One less guy on the team that can block shots ain't going.
But Jim, nobody is scoring. Nobody.
That's why I'm desperate for Brandon Dubinsky.
And Matt Zuccarello.
And Matt Zuccarello.
Now you've got me upset. I mean, you've got me excited now. Is this Matt Zuccarello going to be?
By the way, Captain Morgan, 1-for-6 last night at defensive faceoffs.
See, that's the thing with him, is that because we suck at faceoffs primarily, he has to be out there, and he's not even that good at faceoffs, where he should be out there, and he gets way too much playing time for a guy in his role. I agree with you to some. The guy's got to score. Everybody should be scoring. I'm not saying all at once. Once in a blue moon. You know. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. Unless everybody's just tired. They're dead.
I don't buy that. I'm not buying that. Are they a little worn out? Maybe. But I'm not buying it.
Well, also, I thought they came on in that game last night. I mean, maybe others wouldn't see it that way. I thought they came on in that game, and like I said, unfortunately, the game was pretty much out of hand by the time they made it, 3-1, and they got the empty netter.
Guys on this team, five guys on the team that are over the age of 20. These guys, they're all 24, 25 years old. What do they got to be tired about?
Well, I think, I'm not here to be the Ranger apologist, but there are a lot of guys just who haven't played this long in their college careers, in their junior careers. This is their first time in the playoffs for a lot of these guys. This is a whole different animal. It every game, they've played, 7-game series twice, emotionally draining games. But I feel that Tortorella, he adds to it. Like you said in the opening or early on in the show about playing only like three defensemen. You got to play everybody who's on the team. You just can't go with the three guys you trust. It's just never been done before, and it's never worked before, and I think it's just stupid.
Well, and you think about it. If he benches Delzato, right, now you're short a defenseman. So you've got to use Bickell either as a defenseman or as a forward. So essentially, in some way, you're down two players.
Right.
So you're playing 4.5 defensemen or 5.5 defensemen, or no, you're 4.5, and 3.5 lines, two of which can't score.
Oh, I don't know what line do you think that, you mean the third and fourth line can't score?
Right.
I mean the first and second line can score. That's a good point. That's why I don't get the whole defenseman up at forward thing. I mean, why they can't find somebody to play forward, I don't know. And I know I do. You want John Scott. Anybody. I had this argument with a friend yesterday. Anybody. You never know what they can do. Young guy, who cares if he has any experience? I had to watch, John Jacob Joseph and Jingleheimer Schmidt last night. He comes out. They had no problem playing him.
Right.
He's been out with like a, he got annihilated by Stahl, but then the Devil scored, and that got, we never saw a replay of that.
Right. And you know what? I had this argument with somebody on Twitter the other day. I think it was right before this series started, and I said maybe they'll get Dubinsky and Zuccarello back in this series, and they've brought, and now that Erickson can come up and maybe play a little. Some guy says, put down the crack pipe. Why are they going to trust a rookie back there on defense? Well, you know what? Right now, a rookie is their best player. He's their best player.
Right.
Besides Henrik Lundqvist, a rookie. Chris Kreider is their best player. And even last night, in a miserable defeat, he was their best player. By far.
Now, every rookie is not going to be the caliber of Chris Kreider, but in a short stint, a rookie from the minors can sometimes make a name for himself quickly, and then he peters out and he becomes, you know, what he is. We've seen it historically through sports, I mean, it's not insane to inject a guy into the lineup. I think it's a waste, an absolute waste to put a defenseman up in the forward spot, especially when it's Steve Eminger, who I'm not so sure about when he plays defense.
Right. There is – let's look at it this way. If you put Tim Erickson in for Steve Eminger last night, okay – and let's say, just for argument's sake, I won't even go as far as, I'll say Chris Newberry. Let's say you play Chris Newberry for Brandon Prust and you play Tim Erickson instead of Steve Eminger. Are either one of those guys going to make a mistake that you're going to say Steve Eminger would have made that play? Stu Bickel would have scored that goal. No. Come on. Play Tim Erickson. Play even Lobster Newberry, who to me has almost no redeeming value either. He's another one.
But he's still better than John Scott.
Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals is not when you start experimenting with, let me try this guy at forward. Let me try this guy on defense. Come on. Put a forward in there.
You know what it is, Jim?
Steve Eminger. It's the circle of trust.
Exactly.
Eminger took the Omerta. He pricked his finger, the whole bit. I get it. He's down with Bossy Boots Tortorella. I get it.
Yeah, Bossy Boots Tortorella.
Bossy Boots.
If you're not down with him, you're not part of his family, he's not playing you. He doesn't know you. He doesn't want to know you. It's the whole thing. And he's not forced by Glenn Sather to play a guy. In the beginning of the season, it would be the same team every year. And he's not going to trust anybody. Meanwhile, I watched that Pete DeBoring there. You got your Jacob Joseph and Jingleheimer Schmidt. He comes in. You got your Peter Harold, who's replacing Adam Larson, who was the number 2 pick overall in the draft. Looks like, you know, he's been replacing. Adam Larson played. I mean, when he wasn't hurt, played all the games pretty much, I think, for the Devils. He's got no problem. This isn't rocket science. It's like the Rangers have some kind of earth-shattering system. And listen, they could have anybody out there to get hemmed in your own end for the first period.
Exactly.
I mean, that's easy to learn. Don't come out and don't cover the points. Everybody claps around Henrik. There you go. I mean, I just think it's a waste. Because I really think about it. In these games that Eminger has played up on the wing or Bickel's played up on the wing, have you noticed anything from these guys? I mean, do they get a good forecheck going? Do they help? I mean, the fourth line played pretty good last night. I thought Rupp had a good game. I thought John Mitchell had probably his best game in the playoffs last night.
You know, I have no problem with John Mitchell per se. I just don't want him out there on the power play. If he's just going out there taking fourth line shifts, I got no problem with that because he's good at it. He's strong on the puck. He's decent on faceoffs. He's better than Captain Morgan. Video's not working tonight in the chat room. I'm very sorry. I don't know why you want to see my ugly face anyway, but it's not working.
It's not ugly. You're a pretty man. You're a pretty
Thank
man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
John Mitchell, you know, as a fourth line guy, I don't have a problem with him. As a second line power play guy, yeah, I got a problem with him.
Yeah. But frankly, they need to abandon that ship next season. Some things that annoyed me. Well, I mean, this is like a Blue Shirt Underground bitch fest tonight. But why was Artemi Anisimov benched right from the get-go? He only wanted to play in 6 minutes last night. Like, what is he doing that is worthy of that? And other guys just go totally unabated. I mean, they totally go unpunished or unreprimanded for this shitty play. I don't really, other than getting knocked down too much, which is about Autumn's only crime against the hockey humanity, what the else is he doing that he's getting benched right from the start? And to me, he's just as...
He gets benched. He farts on the ice and gets benched. Torts benches,
I don't know what he does.
He benches Artie like it's a bodily function.
He played only like 6 minutes last night. Are you trying to tell me Artemi Anisimov can't be a better center than Brian Boyle on faceoffs, on a penalty kill, on the power play? Why don't they don't even think about maybe reuniting the gas line.
Artie Lang would be better on the ice than Brian Boyle.
I don't know. It just seems odd. Guys get benched. And a lot of people, I said, you know, the way Delzato started off, he had to get benched. You can't do that in the playoffs. Your grandma is dead. I'm sorry. My condolences. But guess what? Grief her after the game. You got 3 hours to focus. You're a professional. I know you're 21 years old. You're young. This and that. Yes, I know. But you cannot make plays like that. Killer plays. And people are saying, well, how can you bench him? We need offense. We're down. He's leading the playoffs in scoring for defensemen. Ba ba da ba ba ba. You know, the name of the position is defenseman. If you can't play the position and you're basically a landmine over there every time you touch the puck,
defenseman.
You've got to sit. Defenseman. You gotta sit.
Defenseman.
Defenseman. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
So, I mean, it's a weird one, but I really feel that the Rangers, they got embarrassed last night. The fans were, you know, they embarrassed their goalie. You know, the chance of Henrik had to bother them. I felt like they played a little bit better, you know, after they got Marty. But I still want retribution against Kovalchuk. You can't hit the captain like that. And now I'm not going to complain about the refereeing also because the Rangers got away with a lot of penalties. Mark Stahl is hacking.
You want to get retribution on Kovalchuk? After we stick salute after game 7 and they're in the handshake line, you sucker punch him and flatten his fucking face. That's how you get retribution.
How about that?
You rip the broken penalty box door off, beat him with it. That's how you get retribution. Yeah, by the way, do we get the penalty box fixed for tomorrow night? You know, I don't want anybody sitting in the Rangers penalty box. I don't want anybody taking any room away from... I don't want Carl Hagelin to have to stand.
He's got a little bit of a... Carl Hagelin, I'm telling you, remember I was saying this to Jim before we went on. Remember I asked you what his penalty minutes were in the series? And I think it was 11 a couple games ago. He's Mr. Minor now. He's got a little bit of a temper in this kid.
Mr. Minor. Got
to keep it under control.
Yeah.
He's got to keep it a little under. And he's another guy. Where are the goals?
He just won. I bet he would just won.
It's like now, okay, he skates fast. He hustles. Hey, thanks, Jed Ortmeyer. I mean, you know, I need goals. I need goals, not energy.
He's Freddie Sustrom with nicer hair.
Yeah. I like it. You lose your helmet and you see your hair flowing around like Anders Hedberg back in the day, but produce.
Every day I'm haggling. All right. We got a half hour to go. We're going to take phone calls in just a second here. We got Chandler on hold. We got Catroni on hold. Now, here's what I'm doing tonight. I'm looking through the chat room here. Let's see. Who's in the chat room tonight? Coast is here. Cutter's here. Gina. How about Roy Erickson? I want you guys to call in. I want new callers tonight. Nothing against our old callers, but we want to hear from some different people. How about Tracy? Tracy's new. You know what? We'll give Tracy a little more time to get acclimated to this ridiculousness. Gina, you've been here a while. You can call in. Roy Erickson, you're in and out here. You could call in. How about John Grossman? Has he ever called in? How about Eddie?
What?
Gee, when I said it, you weren't there. I was asking you a question.
Oh, no. I was looking at Cutter. Cutter, do you have comprehension problems? Bitching at your own team for not getting calls, Geico. That is low. Didn't I just say the Rangers should have been called for a lot more penalties? I mean, really, seriously. Are your ears clogged, you moron?
Turning on each other. I love it.
Oh, Ranger fans are cannibalizing.
Shut up, Cutter! Shut up, Cutter!
My Lord.
646-478-4692 is the number. So, we want to hear some, we're here from some new people tonight. Gina, I'm calling you out. And NYR fan in New Jersey. I don't know if we've heard from him yet. There's another. We got some new calls tonight. All right, so let's go to Chandler. Chandler, nice to hear you. Welcome back. We've missed you. How are you?
All right, pretty good. How you guys been? Sorry I haven't been around. It's just the work schedule was so crazy. By the time I get home, on the days you have the show, I look up and it's 11 o'clock. So actually finishing work while I was listening to you guys talk. So it was actually good you talked so long. It was good to finish my work.
Oh, good. Luckily, we're both long-winded.
Yeah, I'm actually not surprised or even upset about that game because that game was coming for a while. We were due to have that game, just based on the way we've been playing the entire playoffs. We were due for a game like that where we just got outclassed and embarrassed, and that's what happened. The thing with Bickle and Emminger, why is Emminger playing, first of all? I don't know why he's playing him. Why he's been doing that to Bickle, I have no idea. You'll play the guy forward, but when he's a defenseman, you'll only give him two fucking minutes. I don't get that. If you don't want to play the fucking guy defenseman, why would you play him at forward? Which is why Bickle can't do anything on the ice because, like you said, he's afraid to do anything at this point because every time he makes the slightest mistake, he doesn't get to play anymore. I mean, what, the triple overtime game, how many minutes did he play in those three fucking overtimes? None. So why would you put him at forward if you didn't trust him in a triple overtime game? And, you know, and that's the thing about Tortorella that pisses me off is he won't explain the dumb shit he does. He won't explain why you won't use this guy as a defenseman, but you'll put him at forward. You know, he won't explain why Steve Emminger is even playing. Emminger is a fucking bum. I don't care what anybody says. I haven't liked the guy from the jump. I don't like Emminger. He's a bum.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
He's playing.
Wait, can I stop you for 1 second? Do you know what the greatest part of this phone call is? Is it the first thing you said was, I'm not mad. I would hate to
see. Well, Tortorella gets him hot.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, continue.
But, I mean, as far as, like I said, I mean, we were due to throw up a game like that just based on how guys are playing. Boyle hasn't been the same since the concussion, and I'm not trying to give him an excuse, but he's looked a step slow since he came back from the concussion. He's looked a step slow since he's been back. That's just me watching his game. If you look at his game before the concussion and look at it now, he looks a step slow.
And he ain't a guy that's got a step to spare.
And yeah, he was actually one of the faster skaters on the team. And he looked slow. Tortorella last night reminded me of the Washington series a couple of years ago when he lost his fucking cool and we wound up losing that series. He can't be arguing with the other coach. How are you going to control the team when you can't control yourself? He can't do that. I know you don't like Peter DeBoer. Guess what? So what? You're the fucking coach of the New York Rangers. You're not supposed to be sitting there yelling at the other fucking coach. You got to have more. You got to do better than that, especially when you can't get your team to play hard in a game where you can step on somebody's fucking throat. I don't want to hear shit from Tortorella about anything, about what somebody else is doing, about people embellishing. Shut the fuck up and coach your team. And put somebody on. You know what? If Dubinsky can't play, I want to see Zuccarello. If Zuccarello can't play, I want to see the marshmallow. I want to see somebody who can put the puck on the net, not shoot high over the fucking net. Dan Girardi, Brian Boyle, Del Zotto, McDonough. Get somebody at the fucking net. But I'm really not upset. So I'm good. I'm good.
He ain't mad at you.
No, I'm not mad.
He's just frustrated like the rest of us.
Yeah, it is. It's very frustrating. And, you know, and I understand why some of the fellow fans are going after each other, but, you know what, it's hard to continue to say we're going to do it, we're going to do it when, I mean, damn, man. At some point, can somebody score one goal? Marion, you know, can somebody, John, why is John Mitchell on the power play? Has anybody asked that question? Somebody get Stan Fischer to ask that damn question instead of the nonsense he's asking. I mean, why is John Mitchell playing on the power play? Why is John Mitchell on the ice? If you want to have somebody go out there and do something, listen, dress John Scott, let him go out there in the first fucking period, punch Brodeur in the face, get kicked out of the game, and Brodeur's out of the game, then we're good. Otherwise, play the players who have skill.
John, can you tell me why John Mitchell's on the power play?
I don't know.
I'm not going to answer that question.
You know, I just don't understand it. And if we're looking for Doobie to be the fucking panacea, the savior, the guy to give this team some spark, we're in a lot of fucking, and I love Dubinsky, but we're in a lot of fucking trouble. If we're looking forward to him coming back and saving this team, we are in fucking trouble.
Wow.
Say that right now.
He'll be worth every penny of that $4.2 million if he does.
Yeah, he will, and I like Dubinsky, you know that, but he's not the cure-all, man.
Yeah, I think, you know what, you're right. I wish Tortorella would just answer the question. How can you have 10 guys on this team who haven't scored, like, in 3 weeks? There's got to be a reason for it. Either they're tired, they're banged up, it's the way they're playing, it's some kind of, it just doesn't happen.
Well, everything
should be out of the
playoffs
the way they're playing.
Game, what was it, game three, even though we won game three. How many, look at the odd man rushes we had, and the guys, instead of cutting to the middle or going wide and going cross ice with the pass, what they do? You had 3-on-2, you had two guys going to the same side and passing to each other. When you have the third guy wide open with the angle, nobody even looked to give the fucking puck to him. Nobody's looking to shoot. Everybody's looking to just dump the puck behind the net. That's great. I know we got a system, but will somebody shoot the damn puck and hit the net? We get odd man rushes, and watch the odd man rushes we get. Guys don't look to shoot. They don't look to take the angle. They don't look to put the puck on the net.
They're looking to change.
Yeah, that's a product of fucking Tortorella, because they, God forbid, they take a shot, because then you'll bench him for the rest of the fucking playoffs. And yes, I know I'm not a Tortorella. You know I hate, I hate's a strong word. I don't like John Tortorella. You know, I don't. I've always said that. I thought that, and I've also said that he has done a hell of a job with his team, but right now is the time for him to think out of the fucking box and say, you know what, maybe I need to loosen the reins a little bit. Maybe I need to let these guys play.
Safe as
That's
death.
Just my opinion.
No, I agree with you. I mean, at least admit when there's something wrong and that you've done something wrong or that what you're doing is not working. Maybe I need to change it. You know, that's what I would like to. And let some more people into your circle of trust. It's not going to kill you to play Jody, Audie, Marshmallow one night.
Hey, the kid can score. We know that. We know he can score. He might have been able to do shit else, but he can score. You know, I don't care if he can't block a shot. I don't care if he's not willing to get in the corner and just pass the fuck back and forth in the fucking corner. He can score. I'd rather have a guy who can score. You know, at this
also
point,
seems like the Rangers get more. I don't know about you guys. Do you agree with this? The Rangers seem to get more odd man rushes and pressure when they're shorthanded than when they're even strength.
Yes.
Yeah,
why
because
is that?
They don't have to worry about playing a system because they're shorthanded. They can just skate and play because then if you get the puck, you can go and they can't say anything about why did you take the puck up there and shoot? Well, we were shorthanded. We just took a shot.
Well, not only that, I think when they're on the penalty kill is when they're the most aggressive.
Yeah.
Right?
That's when they're attacking.
Which makes no sense.
And they're getting the puck deep. Fortress.
That makes absolutely no sense. How is that the only time you have guys being aggressive is when they're on the penalty? That's what I, like I said, that's the one thing I've never gotten with his system is you don't let guys be aggressive except in times when, in reality, that's when you should be the least aggressive.
Yep.
I don't get it. You know, the power play is passive. 5-on-5, we're passive, but on a penalty kill, we're aggressive as hell. I don't understand it. I haven't understood it for the time he's been here. I don't think I'll ever understand it.
Next question.
But that's, you know, what he's doing. And yes, it's worked. We're in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, I think we're going to win. Whether we win or not, it doesn't fucking matter to me. We could get eliminated tomorrow. If you ask me who's going to win Stanley Cup, I'm going to say the New York Rangers. I don't care. But, you know, I would actually like to be right. So.
All right. Well, I have to say, very good phone call. I think you summed up the Ranger fan frustrations pretty well, Chandler. And I think we're on to something about why this penalty kill is it. Rangers aren't aggressive enough. They're passive. They're a passive team. Even strength. So.
Hopefully you get some of these new people in the because I just see some new names in the chat room, so they need to call in.
I like that. And
yeah,
I want to say one thing.
We like
the best part of it's still 2-2. So we're still in this. I just wish he wouldn't be so stubborn to Tortorella and kind of just change some of the things that are not working. You know?
Yeah.
But who knows?
I don't know.
All
right, guys.
Take care,
brother. Talk to you soon. Good to hear from
you.
All right. Take care.
All right, bud.
Bye. He wasn't mad.
Well, once he got on Tortorella.
We wouldn't like him when he was angry.
Yeah. David Banner.
Yeah.
You don't want to point the blame finger. It's just we're frustrated right now. And there's a lot of things that are being done in an unorthodox way, as far as I'm concerned. But who am I? I'm just some schmendrick on Blog Talk Radio. But still, I see enough hockey to know to be able to critique it in an excellent fashion. On to the next caller.
According to the chat room, Chandler said the F word 26 times during that phone call.
Glad he wasn't mad.
Exactly.
How many he would have said then?
Mr.
Yellow.
Catroni, how are you?
Uh-oh.
What's up, boys? How are you? Oh, Eddie, come on. I'm harmless, Eddie. Come on.
Dad, correct me when I'm speaking to Kenny Albert.
All right, listen. Jim.
That was the 86 playoffs, Eddie.
That's the best sound clip you guys have. It takes me back to back to the good old days when I used to sneak my radio under my covers and my mother yelling me to get the F to bed. Listen to those two guys, the greatest.
Now his wife yelled up.
No. Anyway, listen. I'm as frustrated as anybody, okay? But I got to be honest with you. I was way more disappointed than frustrated last night. Way more. Because of the fact that it was such a... I mean, talk about a golden opportunity. Now, it is what it is. They got beat. Up and down, left and right, they got beat. They shit the bed. But the fact remains, we got two games, if necessary, at MSG. And we're in a best of three series to go to a cup. And like I said, going into the other series, in the other series, game seven against Washington, if anyone would have told me that when we were over in freaking Iceland playing, you know, LA, that we were, you know, two wins away from a cup final, I would have taken it. So that's comforting to look at it that way. And look, we're all frustrated. We are. We're frustrated because of the way they play.
And
we're also frustrated the fact that they're getting beat to pucks and getting outworked and, you know. But, hey, look, like we said, right?
I think that's a good point. I mean, we all didn't expect this. You know, best two out of three to get to the Stanley Cup. I think, again, the frustration is really now amped up because it's the Devils, too.
Yeah. But here's the thing that I've come to realize this entire season with the Rangers, and I'm as diehard as anybody. The fact is, every time you start thinking about how shitty they are and how you can't figure this out, and they come back with a strong game. They've done it the whole season. They never lost more than three games in a row. And whenever they got, they absolutely shit the bed and looked like they had eight shots on goal against a team like Minnesota, and you think, well, here we go. Now they're going to go on this horrible run. They hit the wall, they're tired, this, and they come back and they play a killer game. So, personally, I think they're going to come out tomorrow. I think they're going to win just because of the fact that they're going to be home and they're going to get energized from it, and they're not going to let the Devils do what they did in game four at the Rock. Excuse my French.
No, it's okay.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I just based on, you know, all these playoffs, it's just such a weird pattern. You know, game three they win, a tough game. Game four they lose. I mean, this whole season's been the same way with them. And they've gone on these, you know, they've rebounded almost every time they've had a really shitty game. So that's why I think, you know, I think they're going to rebound. I really do. And I don't usually make predictions, but I just have a good vibe based on what they've done this year.
Well, I think any kind of patterns that we have seen in the past, you can throw right out. I mean, I've written the team off at least three times in the playoffs so far. I said, they're done. I picked them to lose game seven against the Capitals.
Yeah.
I mean, after the game six performance, how could you think that they were going to – they looked done.
Yeah.
And they've come off the mat every time. I've
been saying it since the first round. I always thought, boy, how important was getting home ice throughout the playoffs this season? Just simply because of the fact that after a game, I'd say, man, good thing we're going home. Because if we weren't going home, the series would it'd be done. That was, you know, we lost a tough game five to Ottawa. The Ottawa stole one from us at the Garden, okay? But, again, backs to the wall, on the road, in a game six, and they came out and they played. And they won. But, you know, going into those must wins, you know, you got to have a good feeling that if you have to have a feeling that, God, if they were going back on the road, they'd be done. If they were having to play in Washington for game seven, you'd be thinking you're hitting the rewind button to 2009 or, you know, whatever. So, like, I look at it this way. I think they're going to win tomorrow night.
And I think there's a good chance they're going to lose, you know, whatever they play. When do they play? Saturday in New Jersey?
Friday.
At freaking 10:30 in the morning?
Friday.
No,
okay,
Friday. No, that's right. Sunday's the 10:30 in the morning game.
I mean, if you were to take a poll of the 30 people in the chat room, how many people think it's going to be win, loss, win? I'd say probably about 75% of us would probably feel that way.
You mean 300 people in the chat room?
300, sorry.
Right.
I think
you're right. I think a lot of people think it's going to be win,
yeah.
loss, win.
Yeah. And I think
Kevin Stewart, he says
the home ice is really, I think the home ice is going to help us. I just think it's going to give enough energy. I think Gabrick may get a little, you know, wake up and say, hey, you know, this is fun. We're home. Best of three series. Time to wake the F up and drive to the net and beat, you know, and they got to get shots on goal. So, but we'll see what happens.
Good call, Joe.
Anyway, that's my two pennies.
Very
good. All right, Joe.
All right, fellas.
Here, Joe.
Have a good night. All right, boys.
Jim, for a goaltender to be good, he has to be lucky. And that time, Hardy Astrom was lucky.
Never ceases to make me laugh. Good call. Good call, Mike.
Yes, two very good calls tonight. 646-478-4692 if you want to get in before we're done. Finishing up in 8 minutes. And we will be back Thursday for the Game 5 wrap-up.
I took a lot of positives from that game last night. I don't know. I felt like the Rangers were just sick and tired of it. And
so you think that last night, in the words of the immortal John Stearns, the monster is out of the cage?
I don't know if it's out of the cage, but I think they got embarrassed enough.
You think he's at least coming out of the bathroom?
Yes, he's stepping out of the bathroom.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to talk about this. I don't know if you knew about this. We have another caller, or let me see.
You knew. Do not.
Okay. Now, the Rangers, did you hear about this viewing party the Rangers threw at the Garden last night?
Well, I heard some people, here's what I know. I heard some people say that it was a disaster, and I heard that some asshole fans were taking the tickets that were being given away for free and selling them. That's about all I heard about that viewing party last night.
I heard it was an unequivocal blowfest, that it totally sucked, and I'm glad it sucked because I hate MSG. I like MSG Network because Kenny Albert works for them.
Right.
But MSG, nobody could throw a worse party than MSG. First of all, from what I heard, there were a lot of drunk Ranger fans there, which, listen, what do you do? That people were chanting Marty while the Rangers were losing, and a lot of fans were like, we're losing. They're watching the game on a Jumbotron, which really wasn't the best to view the game at. There were alumni there, but they were like, they weren't in one position where fans could meet them. A lot of people say it was a giant money grab, you know, just for the concessions and all that stuff. And
of course.
It wasn't done well, let's put it that way. I don't know how much the Rangers losing played into that reviews that I saw, but a lot of it was, you know, it was disappointing to a lot of fans.
Gina, you should come to one of our viewing parties. You don't get, Gina says she doesn't get viewing parties. Come to one of our viewing parties.
It's a lot of fun. If the Rangers win, it's even more fun.
Right.
We've got guys
sliding down the stairs on their ass. We've got broken gnomes. We've got...
What else have we had?
Drunk.
We basically act like goofballs like we act here, but in a live atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. People yelling, Jim.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun, especially when we score.
Pickle.
We yell stink pickle.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of stuff. It's a lot of fun. But, you know, I have to say, as far as viewing party goes, I think viewing parties should be like regular season games because there's just too much pressure during a playoff game. Everybody's got their own ritual when they watch a playoff game and a real important game. Like, you know, I sit in the same place. I have certain things that I do. And I don't know. Because, you know, if you go to a viewing party and your team loses a playoff game, it's rough. I mean, we had fun at ours, but it would have been – people would have stayed for hours after had we won.
5 minutes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know me, I was at it like a bat out of hell, but then again I had Gimpy McFarlane with me. I had to drag him out.
Game's over. There goes Eddie.
But I heard it was an unmitigated disaster for most Ranger fans. And I can't – they were selling free tickets. Is this what this – this economy is really bad.
Yeah, I heard that from a few people that they were selling. I guess the tickets were free, but
yes,
fans gobbled them up and then were selling them. I don't know. I think it takes a special breed of human being to have something that, you know, the other person knows it's free, and yet I'm still going to make you pay for it. You know what I mean?
You're a fan of the same team.
Right, right. You know, I got Eddie, the Rangers gave me these 10 free tickets for the viewing party. They're $20 a piece. No, I mean.
Yeah, I'm seeing Anthony Pieri Sr. says one guy charged $25 each. The money would go to camp packages for the summer. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, okay.
He was down at the pizza place in the Long Island Railroad at Penn Station eating pizza.
Wrong clip. I was trying to play the There it is.
I'm not into a mass gathering. Not into a mass gathering like that. You need an intimate gathering with cheaper beer, so you can get drunk and drown your sorrows in the misery if they lose.
They could never throw a viewing party that are as much fun as ours. Never. Our viewing parties, regardless of the outcomes, have all been a great time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But if you're going to do it on a mass thing, make it where you have all the alumni in one section so they can meet the people and sign autographs or whatever.
Right.
I have him on the ice with John Amarante at the beginning of this. I don't know how it went. But from what I heard, there was no accessibility to them. There was. And then people kept. I heard this too as well, Jim. People kept getting up. They would shoot like those T-shirts in the air, like the Ranger Fun Team or whatever that is. And like the game's going on, and these idiots are shooting things up into the crowd, so everybody's standing up.
Oh.
And it gets all, and then they're not even like Ranger merchandise. It's like Chase Manhattan shit shirts.
Oh, really?
Could you imagine what me and you would say if somebody stood up in front of us to grab one of those shirts? We would have pushed the guy.
Wow. Wow.
Oh. Kevin Stewart's reporting and they gave us towels last night. They give you those Ranger playoff 2012 towels.
Well, they must have a warehouse full of those towels.
Oh, they do. I think they. Oh, I don't know. I was gonna say they do. They have. They do have a warehouse. I was thinking of something else, but yeah, it was funny because when I got my towel last time, it was warm. So I don't know where I am now, but we got a minute to go. So
I'm over here now.
That's why I got we're done.
Yeah, we'll see you guys Thursday night, 9 o'clock. Don't forget we're on iTunes. You can catch all our old shows there. BlueShirtUnderground.com. You can download the shows off the show page. Whatever you want. If you want, you can call Eddie and I on Skype. We'll recreate shows for you.
Yeah, we're at your disposal.
Right. you want to find us on Facebook, message us all you want. We're completely at your disposal. If I'm at work, it doesn't matter. Catch you guys Thursday. Edward, always a pleasure, my friend.
Jim, always a pleasure as well. Let's go, Rangers!
Yes, good night. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Take care, bro.
You too. Bye.